In the other final in the Eastern Conference, New Jersey and Boston. New Jersey ends the series and wins it over Boston with a 96-88 victory. Their win makes the first time they've gone to the NBA Finals without the doctor.
I gotta go. I'll see y'all.
Okay, see you later, Cobra. It's the
same question over still and sitting over there. And over.
It's the same question over. I just heard the door shut. And
over. It was a drop. It's the same
question over no, it wasn't. And over and over. I know a door is shutting door when I hear it.
Oh, I left my pen. I had to come back in.
But it's okay. Worded differently.
See ya.
See there? It's the redundant man of redundancy. Yeah, he's the redundant man of redundancy. Well, look who's here. It's our old buddy, the redundant man of redundancy. How you doing, man?
Is that like the Sex Pistols? Is that who that is?
I'm not sure who that is.
Who is that, Danny?
Yeah, it's acoustic like the Sex Pistols.
All right.
It's excellent.
It's unplugged.
You did an excellent job. We need to hang out more.
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing really good. How about
good.
You guys?
No, we've just been hanging in there.
Sorry I missed you. I really thought that I'd get to bump into you. I had some gifts for you, but I'll just wait till next time I roll in. And
cool.
Give
we
you
love
some gifts.
Gifts.
What'd you have?
Well, you'll have to wait and see.
Oh, okay.
Maybe next month.
Hazmat uniform.
No, I don't have one of those, Grego.
Well, I'd really look forward to that.
Yeah, I bet you will. I bet you will. So, vagina monologues, huh?
Yeah, how about that?
Well,
you been
you
to that yet?
Are really racy.
Yeah,
watch
boy,
out.
It is, isn't it?
Watch out.
Maybe you should go there and ask some questions.
Maybe not, Greg.
Well, maybe so.
Well, I went out to Cowboy Wednesday today.
Ah, yes.
You still
Cowboy
have
Wednesday.
You still have a press pass?
Still have my press pass and press hat. And
that's good.
I got to tell you, Cowboy Wednesday, not a lot of players show up for it. I'm going to be frank with the public here.
That's been like that since 89.
Frank! No one's there. I mean, it's so lame. Mm. So I had questions, you know, because I asked the same question over and over again. I had questions about the Philadelphia Eagles to ask, or actually one question.
Right.
And I couldn't find anybody that had actually played at the Vet.
But now it's worded differently, though, right?
Yes, yes. It's the same question over and over, but it's worded differently.
Worded differently,
yes. Yes, yes. And so I went up to Leroy Glover and tried to ask him the questions, to which he responded, I've never been there before. So I had to find somebody else, and I ran into Reggie Swinton.
Okay.
Now, let's listen to the beginning of this Reggie Swinton interview very closely.
Now, don't you generally tell us what the question's going to be?
I will, but you need to hear the beginning of this
first. Okay.
All right.
No bullshit question you be asking, is it, man?
What?
Not these bullshit questions you be asking, is it?
Did I ask you bullshit questions?
Yeah, last year you did.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, remember the thing you tried to get us to read last year?
Oh, that's right. Stop it. So I guess I really do look like that guy you keep talking about, Corby, because he mistook me for him.
Oh, no.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
And I guess he asked him some pretty...
BS questions.
Yeah, some questions that he didn't take a shining to. And I went back into the computer and listened to it, and they weren't. Remember, he walked around the locker room.
It was a shine, but okay.
Okay. He walked around to his teammates, the fat ones, saying, have you ever had sex with anybody as fat as your fat ass? And he didn't think that those were going to be aired for some reason.
Oh, so, he didn't?
No, so he got mad at you guys,
Corby.
I guess. Corby in particular. So anyway, no, I don't have BS questions, but in essence I do, but he doesn't know it. So the question is, it concerns the Philadelphia Eagles, and why or is Philadelphia one of the toughest places in the league to play? And why are the fans so crazy? Okay.
All right, let's listen to the redundant man of redundancy with Reggie Swinton of the Cowboys.
You were part of that. That was funny.
What's up?
Just a couple of legitimate questions.
All right,
if you can handle it. You've played in the Veterans Stadium before. Is Philly one of the hardest places to play? And I mean, why are the fans so different from the other fans?
They're very much into it. They hate the Cowboys. I think they're worse than the Raiders fans because they are some crazy people in Philly.
I mean, are the fans different literally from other cities? And, I mean, is that what makes it so hard to play in?
Well, they're very much into the game. You know, whereas other fans just go, you know, and drink beer and just cheer. These fans go, drink beer, cheer, scream at you, throw shit at you.
From a media perspective, it seems like Philly's an impossible place to play with the noise the crowd makes. I mean, the fans are, they're nuts, like you said.
They love them Eagles. I don't know why they love them, but they love them Eagles.
What about their fans in comparison to other fans? Do they make it the vet? I mean, are the fans the vet? Is that the reason it's so tough to play?
Fans make it. We got great fans here in Dallas, but our fans are a little nice. Our fans need to get routed like other teams, the fans. I don't like Philly at all because of how they did Michael Irvin. So the brotherly love is brotherly hate right now.
So, I mean, why do you think that they're so different? Or, you know, why do you think that Philly's so tough to play?
That's one team that really hates the Cowboys. They really hate Dallas. And I think Dallas needs to start getting the attitude of really hating them.
Do the players feel that Philly is the biggest hornet's nest in the league and that the fans are just literally the hornets, I guess?
No, we don't. We just got to go in there and get a win. You know, they'll quiet down there.
Did the coaches warn you guys about Philly and their fans and how crazy they are and what makes them different and how tough a place it is to play? I mean, are the coaches on you about that?
That's one of the first things Campbell said, you know, this morning in our meeting. So we're aware of it, and, you know, the rookies are aware of it now, and they'll see. I told Antonio Brown, get ready, because it's going to happen.
I mean, Philly is the hardest place to play because the fans are so crazy?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. Philly just... You know, a mad city, I guess. I mean, they hate football teams. I don't know, man. I've been there once.
Are there fans different, you know, from other cities? And is that why Philly is one of the hardest places to play?
Are the fans different? The fans different because they love their team. They're very much into the game. And they're the reason why they're Philly.
That's good. All right, see, legitimate questions, right? Much better?
Right.
You like this better?
Right. A lot better this year.
Oh, God.
So there you go. A lot better this year, even though he has no idea that he was the butt of the joke.
Boy, he never had a clue, did he?
No.
Well, how, did he give you an odd look or anything along the way?
And you know, I recycled the first two questions.
Right.
Word for word. Just some people get it and some people just don't. I forget, who was that baseball player who caught on to it last time? Somebody who called me, said I look like Tim Hudson with cheesy facial hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, it was Steamboat Willie, Greg.
Oscar Sturgis.
No, not him. He was cut.
Hey, you know what's going to be funny is when the redundant man appears on ESPN, that same question guy.
No doubt.
I mean, they've already stolen the interrupter.
Yeah.
So I guess you're going to jump ship too, redundant man. Go to ESPN. But then again, that is a national TV show.
Hey, whoever pays the most, you know. I know. But I'm not getting anything from it.
So what's in the future for you now, redundant man?
Well, like I said, hope to see you again next month. In the meantime, Boomer Sooner.
You better start printing e-news.
What does that mean?
What is
that? Well, it's a segment that you're going to be doing at 6:30 today, Snake.
Redundant man's going to be doing e-news?
I'd love to do that.
You'll be here.
But I got stuff to do, sorry.
Right.
Okay, well, I mean...
That's Corby's. I mean, yeah, he'll be mad.
He might not like...
They're the same freaking person.
No, they're not.
It's the stupidest gag, and no one thinks it's funny but you two.
Well, redundant man's laughing.
I don't think it's funny.
I don't mean to think it's... You know, funny or
anything? Yeah, I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's funny at all. I'm just kind of indifferent to it.
Yeah, I mean, we have Corby and we have redundant man. You know, we got a lot of people Snake. That are friend of the show. We've got the overcusser. We got the interrupter.
Obvious man.
Yeah, we got classic rock guy. They're all friends of the show.
I never met them. They're all different guys. I don't know them.
Yeah, I mean, we try to keep y'all separated where you won't fight.
P1s hate this gag, and they hate all of you.
Well, Danny.
I mean, it's not a gag.
I was going to ask you to go get a hamburger with me tonight, but forget it.
Everything's not a bit. This is not Dan McDowell Radio.
Right, it's not.
I mean, we have the redundant man. He's nice enough to come along and do that. And
maybe I won't come on anymore, guys.
See, Danny, what you're doing, you're running off the redundant man.
Oh, I apologize, redundant man. I didn't mean to be so damn insolent.
Thank you. All right, I got
to
go.
All right, we'll see you, redundant
Bye-bye.
Man. Good to see you, man.
You too.
All right.